You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Faith Hamilton and Sonora Police Chief Turu Vanderweel. We're going to talk about supporting the blue. This is a fundraiser for the Sonora Police Department that is going to take place this Saturday evening at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. This is organized by Faith Hamilton. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. First off, this is a project that you started a couple of years ago. It was supposed to be a senior project for your high school. Of course, COVID-19 ended up happening and the event was canceled. But you decided, even after graduating high school, and here it is practically a year later, and you wanted to follow through. Why is this important to you?
Because I've been with these men and women for a few years. My brother played on their softball team, and they're all just great people. And I just want to make sure that they're protected as much as they protect us.
All right, Faith. So let's talk about what this is. Supporting the Blue. What is this all about?
So we're going to be raising money, $100,000 to be exact, to get a canine unit and vehicle for the Sonora Police Department. And we're going to have a live band, silent auction, food, some dancing. It'll be a fun evening.
This is going to take place in the Sierra Building over at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. The doors open at 5. Dinner will be served from 5:30 through 7:30. The event's going to run to about 9 p.m. or whenever people decide to finally leave, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about exactly what the dinner consists of.
The dinner is going to be prepared by Rockin' Barbecue. It's going to be tri-tip chicken, mashed potatoes, Caesar salad, and garlic bread.
Sounds pretty good. Plus, you're going to have some live music?
Yes, we will. It's going to be Ricky V and Friends.
Tell me about the auction. Is it live auction, silent auction?
So we're going to do a live and silent auction. We just have a few live auction prizes, but a majority of it's going to be silent auction.
Okay. Tickets for this.
Yes, today at 5 o'clock, I will be at the Junction Starbucks, and you can come get your tickets. They're $35 for just regular citizens, and then $30 for first responders.
So you're going to be there starting at 5 o'clock this evening?
Yes.
Hanging out for like an hour or so? Or
Hour and a half, maybe two, depends on how many people come.
Yeah, let people have a chance to leave work and drive over. Sonora Police Chief Turu Vanderweel.
Yes, good morning.
You know, the goal is to raise $100,000 to buy a new canine patrol car. So you don't have a canine team right now.
We do not. We do not have any canine teams, and we really haven't had a canine team since the mid to late 90s.
And this is something you want.
Absolutely. This is something that everyone in the department's pretty excited about. And also, we get a lot of input from the community asking about canine programs. Are we going to get one? When is it going to be? So we've been focused on trying to figure that out for the last few years. And thankfully, you know, Faith came along and offered to do this fundraiser. And I think it's going to be huge towards the progress of that.
For the general public that doesn't know, what does a canine team add to the police department?
So the canine team really adds, a lot of services that kind of lend towards the safety. And, primarily the safety of the officer, the handler, is what they're called, for apprehension of violent suspects. But they also do a lot of other things, such as search out either suspects or even lost persons. They can go into buildings and clear buildings by themselves. They don't need flashlights. They don't need partners. So it's a lot safer there. And they can cover large areas, in a complex or a neighborhood a lot quicker than officers can. So a lot of safety around that. And also, they're a good connection to the community. Who doesn't love a dog, right?
Exactly. But before you have a canine team, you need a canine patrol car.
We got to have a car. We got to have equipment and, obviously the policies and everything else that goes along with it that we're working on. So we're working on those while Faith is working on her end, and hopefully it'll all come together pretty soon.
And the goal is $100,000. Does a patrol car cost $100,000?
Patrol car these days, they're upwards around $80,000, but with the extra equipment for the canines, such as the temperature sensors, the door pops, and the special cages, it can get up there around $100,000.
I do know that this community does support the Blue, so I hope that there are a lot of ticket sales this evening, as you're going to be at the Junction Shopping Center. What is your telephone number?
It's going to be 209 209- 588-6993, or they can call my dad, Ron Hamilton, at 209-588-3848.
209-588-6993. That's 209-588-6993. Supporting the Blue, a fundraiser for the Sonora Police Department this Saturday evening inside of the Sierra Building at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5, dinner served at 5:30. Faith Hamilton and Sonora Police Chief Tooru Vanderweel, before we wrap this up, is there any last thing you would like to add, either of you?
I hope to see you all there. It's going to be fun.
Yes, I'll be there, and just in support. This is all Faith and her doing, so like the rest of us, we'll be out there supporting her and hoping for the best.
Good to see both of you.
You too.
Thank you.